الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين، فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له، وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الحمد لله. Allah has blessed us, each of us, by allowing us to be part of a very significant month, the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a month of fasting that is not limited only to Muslims. As the Quran itself says, كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. That means it was also prescribed for people and other generations besides us. As we are aware that Islam, what we consider a religion of perfection. So if you study religions from the beginning, they did things. But if you look at Islam, we do everything for the most part that others have done, but with a sense of perfection. Simple example, other religions also allowed marriage. Islam also allows marriage. Other religions said, as many as you want, go for it, get married. When it came to Islam, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. Yes, we understand you may want to be like other people and get multiple wives. However, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. If you fear and you have a consciousness and you understand that you cannot do justice between women, فَوَاحِدَةً, then it becomes necessary for you to have one. Same thing regarding fasting. Some religions said, eat anything and everything besides just one given set of food. Well, we all know, let's say for example, I said, in order for you to fast, you can't eat meat. But you can still get the benefits of meat if you're not fasting. Eat beans, eat protein, eat other stuff. That defeats again the aspect of fasting, according to how we view it. Other religions will say, you can do certain type of relationships while you're fasting. But in Islam we say, you cannot do certain relationship, adult, between male and female. Why? Because the idea of fasting is not only to let go of food, the idea of fasting is to break unwanted desires. The idea of fasting is to break unwanted desires. That means in this month you modify. You know, when we are children, when you get very hungry, this, that happens. So what you do? You go out with your friends and you start playing soccer. So after Asr, you play soccer. One day soccer, you plan. Next day you plan cricket. Next day you plan something else. You're a child, that's why you do it. Your desires are still there. You have the energy. But as you mature, no, after Asr, maybe I'll read Quran. After Asr, maybe I will, after Quran, I will read some tasbih. After I read some tasbih, I will look at the hadith. That softens you up. After I'm done, I won't go in the kitchen and say, what's there cooking? Instead, I will sit near my mother. Even if she's cooking, let her cook. But you sit. You know, my father, up till today, from what I understand, my mother will be doing her work. Let's say, around that pole is the kitchen. He'll be midway. He'll be reading his Quran. In between, talking. In between, saying there is no need for you to cook all that. In between, giving ideas. In between, look at this beautiful ayah I've read. As she's doing her work, she's enjoying her work, at the same time she's learning about herself and her deen. Never once did I hear him say, why didn't you cook this? You know, I asked you to cook that yesterday. Never. And the point I'm trying to make here is, Worship does not mean just sitting in one place and praying. You can move around. You can go between Quran and Hadith. Quran, Hadith and Sunnah. You can talk about the world as it relates to Quran, Hadith and Sunnah. What is the message here? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That whole idea of fasting is to make you sensitive of anything and everything that is good in nature. And link your connection on the superhighway of spirituality. And some of you may say, well, I don't know Quran. I don't know this, I don't know that. That's not an excuse anymore. There is such a thing as recording. There is such a thing as listening to your favorite good speaker. There is such a thing as, while they do their thing, you do your thing, you can both still listen. That's why they have speakers they have created. So there is no excuse anymore that because I don't know this, I can't do that. Absolutely, you can do something else. So therefore, in reflection of these things, what are we accomplishing so far? Monday has come. Tuesday has gone, Wednesday is over, Thursday we should be in mode of everything. How much progress have we made? And progress doesn't just mean reading only the Quran. Our relationship with our family, our relationship with our Creator, is it the same or is it different? I'm afraid, being creatures of habit, most likely it is the same. Did we sit down with our daughters? Did we sit down with our sons? If I pick on your son, the imam is rude. If I say something with your daughter, what does he think he's doing? Okay, I won't say anything. But what are you doing with them? Oh, that's okay, because it's in the family. That's not an excuse. Therefore, let's allocate a few minutes of our day. Even if they don't want to read Quran, have them sitting in a group. Just stay 5 minutes. Let's read something together. Read a simple surah together. Listen to a simple surah together. Listen to the translation. Listen to what the scholars have said about it. My brothers and sisters, this life is too short for us to continue living it by allowing ourselves to make low quality choices. In a few minutes, inshallah, our president will be making a small talk about the passing away of Muhammad Ali. And if you examine his life, you know, every person is known for their profession. And this is something I mentioned a long time ago. Don't be defined by the certificate you got from your college. Don't be defined as just a scholar. He's a scholar, he's very smart. Don't be defined by your job. Don't be defined by your occupation. Don't be defined by your degree. Be defined by your character. When people look at you, they must say, first and foremost, that's a good Muslim. That's a loving Muslim. He or she cares about Islam. That's how we have to be defined. And you know, when you look at the life of Muhammad Ali, trust me, the first thing you think of is his humor. Ask anyone, take an interview here. What do you know about Muhammad Ali? And what they will say? He used to pray. And today our brothers and sisters, when they say, I'm afraid if I go to pray, I don't know what my employer will think, I don't know what my teacher will think. I'm not saying whether you must pray or not pray, separate issue. These are the things that go through our mind. And here is a man praying on the ring, in the ring, in the middle of a fight, with millions of dollars at stake, contracts on the line, you name it. Because what was his idea? My idea, he used to say, is my relationship with my Allah. And we define him as a result of his relationship with Allah. I'll give you one last thing about him. A fellow came from South Africa in 19, that was the first house, so it's probably 89. In 1989, that's when this fellow came. He came to America to perform Taraweeh Salah. He decided to go to a mosque in downtown, the Vermont Mosque. He went there, and there was like a caravan parked there. They told him, in there is Muhammad Ali. He went, knocked, I want to meet Muhammad Ali. He was, because of boxing, he went through injuries. And he hugged this man, and he welcomed him. Simple trailer, or caravan, as they call it. I'm not saying he used to live in there all the time, but he happened to be in that trailer, or caravan, as they call it, back then. Muhammad Ali asked him, so what brings you to America? I came to read the Quran and performing Taraweeh. This man says, Muhammad Ali lit up at the 14th full moon. Thereafter he said, brother, read some Quran for me. Month of Ramadan. Let's talk of Iman. Everybody's complaining. Salah is like this, Salah is like that. And by the way, I'm complaining for the past 7 years, so it doesn't phase me out. No problem. This is too long and that is too short and this is too fast and this is too slow. No problem. Let's talk about him now. Talking of Iman. Muhammad Ali said, read some Quran for me. And this man started reading Quran. He read Yasin or something. Muhammad Ali started crying. He hugged the man. He put his hand in his pocket. He said, this is what I have. And he gave him the money. The man said, I'm not here for your money. He says, you made my day. You made me happy. He just started showering this man with whatever he had. That is what Iman is all about. He could have said, I'm an athlete. You came to meet me. What are you going to give me? That's what athletes demand, right? You invite an athlete, what does he say? What's in it for me? The agents call you, what's in it for me? He didn't say, what is it for me? He was happy to see a man that memorized the Quran. He fell in love with the man because he recited the Quran. And he loved the Quran so much, when the man read it, he said, whatever you want, take it and go. That's a sign of Iman. When we think of him, that's what we think about. When we think of each another, the story is different. May Allah help us and guide us at all times.